Chasing Preteritum by Grant McFarlane.
I can't explain why I do these things beyond an inclination that I had to. Less out of fear, more as a compulsion. As I was here because you were there. Time's metronome followed my memory, noticed only in fleeting as I chased you. In between these glimpses, the rhythm paused to a monotonous tone, as if vinyl turned at the end of the record, waiting for you to skip the needle back into song. You told me to be patient, you told me to believe. I hid my fears and cursed minor irritations with spit-flecked anger, overtaking cars in the wrong lanes and eating train carriage ginsters, always in a rush to be where you were from where I am. Unsure of whether waking or dreaming, forever drowsy as the scenery passes, eternally remaining alert for the sight of you. I can be the only one, I can be that which you need. Words tenderly echoed between us then, I seek to show you now. Right here, right then, I sat holding your hand, tracing the veins where your elixir flows. This magic potion that will bring you forward to being back. Wasted decades of wishes unfulfilled crumble alongside the ashes of the uncherished day. That thing we thought was missing hid under false estimates of that which we thought we needed. Our love and aspirations diverted by greed and ambition. No longer then, I see now. I had the patience to believe we are the one, we can be that which we needed. The packed chamber of my life has no space for a void, no time for a space. Such implacable thoughts, forever confronted in the chase of you, dismissed by my longing, diminished in pursuit. I know I see you, then and now, yet these thoughts persist. They fracture your gentle face, crack through your beautiful kindness. I hit my head and pull my hair, shaking them away. Sometimes people stare and act as if they care. But I can't explain why I do these things.